Jeff Field joins me in the studio once again, this time with some quirky and questionable news stories that made the headlines this week. It's the one time we get to be a little more silly, I'd say, with the news. Not the news. Jeff, welcome.
You've confused everyone already. I gotta say, Julia, this segment, I proudly say this, is the most ridiculous segment on 2SER.
Yay.
I pride this station for its current affairs, its independence, but we toss it out the window for the next few minutes until we get to the last story. So
Okay. If
you are a new listener, we are talking about these all actually made some of the biggest news sites in Australia.
Okay.
These stories I'm about to tell you. You're ready for this?
I'm ready.
Now, this was called news on the biggest selling or the most popular website in Australia, news.com.au. Here, you ready for this? Nicole Kidman has again made a very public display of affection towards her on-screen husband right in front of her real-life husband, Keith Urban. Kidman was flanked on either side by Urban and Alexandra Skarsgård as the trio sat front row of the Giorgio Armani fashion show in Paris on Tuesday. While posing for photos, the Australian actress provocatively placed a hand on both Skarsgård and Urban's thighs. Now, I looked at that picture, which is sad in itself. And she was just like, it wasn't anything suggestive. It was just probably, she might have accidentally put it there and they got the photo.
Really milking it with that one. That's ridiculous.
So lay off Nicole Kidman, please.
Nicole's an angel.
Yeah, the second one in not the news. The people of the Ukraine have been named as the sexiest in the world, according to a new survey. Men and women hailing from the Eastern European nation were found to be the most attractive, followed by Danish and the Filipinos in third. In a survey put to over a million people, apparently, they were asked to name which country had the sexiest nationality. The New Zealand Herald reported, which of course is a very respected paper. The company acknowledged that this was a highly subjective question. However, that won't be of any consolation to those nationalities coming bottom of the league. And Julia, guess where Australians rated?
Right at the bottom.
Number five.
Number five.
But the irony of this was conducted by the New Zealand Herald. New Zealanders came in at 23.
Oh, 23. Oh, really?
Finally, in the stupid section of Not the News, a savvy homeowner has transformed her dirty oven into a sparkling clean one without spending hours of scrubbing using a $3 Aldi product. The Australian woman said she tried everything imaginable to strip the grease and filthy grime from her kitchen appliance, but nothing seemed to work. In her last desperate attempt before a house inspection, she decided to give the dishwashing detergent with no harmful chemicals a go. Within minutes, her oven looked brand new. Now, Julia, this comes after last week's article claiming Aldi's cheap champagne tasted just as good to people that guzzle expensive Dom Perignon and Krug.
Just the same, yeah.
I'm feeling like Aldi are paying people to publish these stories.
It's just screaming advertorial. That's so shameful.
So what are we going to see next week? That Aldi's Vegemite is better than traditional Vegemite? I don't know.
Yeah.
So just beware of Aldi stories. I have nothing against Aldi stores, but it is not news.
It's not news.
Not news.
No.
What is news? And I'm really angry about this, right? I put my angry face on and I'm going to be serious here because we like to try and gain some credibility.
Yes.
Labor has locked in firmly behind Scott Morrison's push for new religious freedom laws. Now, the Prime Minister, as we mentioned earlier this week, intends to make it unlawful to discriminate against people based on their religious beliefs. Mm. Now, Christina Keneally told ABC Radio yesterday, we're willing to have discussions with the government and work with the government on a Religious Discrimination and Freedom Act. We are waiting to have conversations. We do stand ready, though, to work with the government on this. The new Religious Discrimination Act could be brought in before Parliament as early as the 22nd of July. Now, I have to say this, as a gay man that has campaigned for many years for marriage equality, I'm really disappointed to hear this. The Greens, in my opinion here, this is strictly my opinion, are the only people that are showing moral compass on this. Mm. And I understand that Labor is still wounded after the election loss and they're still regrouping.
Sure.
But the government has been very, as we mentioned, very emboldened by this.
Yeah.
And I think Labor has to stand up. I mean,
yeah,
Bill.
Bill
Shorten was very pro LGBTI rights, and I think he'd be horrified seeing this.
Mm.
And it just, it's made me disappointed.
Yeah, I was shocked to see it as well yesterday. But there's such, I mean, it is hate speech. If we're talking about Israel Folau, and not to get all caught up in that argument again, but
an example.
Yeah, I mean, it's highly contentious, but it is, you know, there's such a fine line. Freedom of speech, hate speech.
I agree.
I don't know.
Look, it's not an easy one, but I just think it's a bad look for Christina Keneally to come out and say, yes, we're going to, we agree, basically.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe I'm just feeling like just disappointed that they didn't sort of like think about this, or at least have a meeting and come up with a policy.
Mm.
That would be nice.
Yeah,
that'd be a good idea. For Labor to formulate a policy.
Mm.
So I'm hoping that they'll have a rethink on this. But at the moment, the Greens are firmly against this.
Mm.
Thank you to the Green Party. And I hope we just don't have another divisive conversation, isn't the word, a divisive debate over religious freedom in this country.
Mm.
And on that note, that is not the news. Aldi champagne and all.
Jeff, thank you very much.
Thanks, Julia.